This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A container ship smashed into a four-lane bridge in the U.S. port of Baltimore, Maryland, in darkness on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The bridge collapsed and sent cars and people plunging into the river below. Paul Wiedefeld is the secretary of Maryland Department of Transport.
At this time, this is an active search and rescue mission. We know there were individuals on the bridge at the time of the collapse working on the bridge, contractors for us.
ABC News, citing an unclassified U.S. intelligence report, said the ship lost propulsion as it was leaving port, and the crew on board notified Maryland officials they had lost control of the vessel. Tuesday's disaster may be the worst U.S. bridge collapse since 2007.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. defense leaders on Tuesday met with Israel's Minister of Defense as the United States warns against a ground invasion of the southern city of Rafah, but tensions between the allies put any progress in question.
In Gaza today, the number of civilian casualties is far too high, and the amount of humanitarian aid is far too low.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the meeting with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant would address alternative ways to target Hamas and Rafah. Gallant says the session would focus on ongoing threats to Israel and how to destroy Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with Israel's offensive. He blasted a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a pause to the fighting, saying on Tuesday it had emboldened U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal.